Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so you'd have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answers that your guidance wants to share, the answers that are beyond what your brain can come up with. So if you have questions for me today, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, and I am just getting things set up. It's been a weird last 4 or 5 days now. I was part of a conference having to do with Toastmasters. I'm involved in Toastmasters. And so I was putting in these 12-hour days, doing all of the things that I needed to do for the conference and then at the conference. Then there was another Toastmasters thing on Monday, and I was up at 5:45 in the morning getting ready for that. And so last night I was making sure everything was set up for the Morning with Jesus show today, which was supposed to happen at 7 a.m. Central Time. And I made sure my clock was set and everything was great. This morning when I woke up, it was 7:52, and I looked at my alarm clock and found that it was set for 6:40 p.m. instead of a.m., and I haven't changed that setting in the last year, so I'm not really sure exactly what happened to that. So I missed the Morning with Jesus show, and then I thought, okay, I'll get up now and do the things I need to do. And apparently it wasn't time for me to get out of that bed yet because I actually fell back asleep. And this was after having slept from, I went to bed at 10:30, but I actually fell asleep at 9 o'clock in a chair. So I woke up around 10:30, got up and went to bed, and then I just slept. So apparently I was more tired than I knew I was, because I still can't figure out how that alarm clock changed from a.m. to p.m. But if you were looking for us this morning on Morning with Jesus, it is all my fault. DC was there. She tried her best. And apparently she even called me, but I don't remember hearing the phone ring either. So it was just not happening. And I guess that was the way it was meant to be. I do feel so much better now that I actually had some rest. It is just so funny that it's the way things work sometimes. You know, I always ask that things work for the highest good. And they do. But sometimes that highest good ends up being something that I didn't expect. So I'm typing a message to DC now. Okay. So I'm inviting DC to join us on this show, since I wasn't there for the show I was supposed to be there for.
Oh, life is always such so
much fun. Okay. So let's go to our first caller from area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Hi, Rosemary. How's life treating you?
A lot better now because I got over a sore throat and I just came back from Europe, so I'm doing good now.
Good. So what's going on today?
Whatever you can pick up. I know I did some healing over the weekend, and whatever you can pick up, that's good and positive. Or if I need any more healing, I don't know. So whatever you can feel or pick up or whatever you can. Because I'm doing back to searching and plugging away for work and relationship in my life.
Okay. So how are you feeling?
Right now I'm a lot better. I'm much happier and doing great. Mentality,
okay,
spiritualized.
There's something there. I can't see what it is. It's kind of a little bit off to the side that's really heavy. What is it that you're hanging on to that's so heavy?
I did let go of the past. It's just I let it go, let God, and ran for it.
So is there anything you haven't let go of? Something that keeps popping back up in your mind, in your life?
I know it's not mine. I know a friend of mine. It keeps repeating what happened over the past month I was there. So I know that he keeps popping in because of that. Now on my end, I let it go.
Okay. Let me check and see if it's him. Okay, he is in it. Okay. So let's do it.
Because I'm not going to live my life like that. Because I'm not going to live my life like that. So I just left and he thinks he could control it, but he can't.
All right. Let's see if we can eliminate some of those ties that are still there tying you to him. Because you don't need those. It's definitely not for your highest good. All right. So I will ask you a question. The question will go on for quite a while. At the end of the question, I'll say if you're ready to accept this, say yes. Until I say that, you can just sit back, relax, and just listen to what I say. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the energy that he has attached to you, the energies that he uses to control you or to try to control you, the energies that make you believe that you need him, because actually you don't. It's the other way around. But he has attached these energies to you, and they're affecting your life because they pull at you. They are looking for ways to just worm their way into your life so that you will do what he says that you should do. So your divine infinity healing right now is actually going throughout you and finding all of these attachments that he's put into place, and they are all being expanded, made bigger than the universe, so they have no effect on your life anymore in any way, shape, or form. And they're also taking anything else with them that needs to be removed, anything that makes these attachments effective or efficient or whatever terminology is appropriate. And those are also being expanded and released from your body, from your aura, from every aspect of your existence now and forevermore, because this is your body, your life, your choices, and he doesn't have the right to do anything. So you are now being filled with the beautiful love of the Creator, that love that is yours. It's yours because you are love. that love that brings you the strength to be who you really are. That helps you to let go of anything that you need to let go of so that it happens and it flows with grace and ease. And let's see if there's anything else we need to let go of. And if there's anything else from the past that is still attached to you, that is also being expanded and released out into the universe to become whatever it is meant to become, because you don't need that energy is attached to you anymore either. And if you are ready to accept all of this clearing, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
A lot better. A lot better.
Okay. There's still something attached around your solar plexus, around the place where you keep your identity, who you believe you are. He's got an attachment to you there.
Right.
Okay, so let's just get rid of it. So would you like a divine infinity healing for removing that, any remaining attachments that he has to any place in your body, in particular to your solar plexus and your identity and who you believe that you are and any beliefs that you have that tie who you are to who he is, giving him any kind of power over you. So all of that is now being expanded and removed and sent off because you don't need it. Oh, that's much better. Okay. And instead you are being filled with that beautiful energy of the love of the Creator, the truth of who you are, the courage and the power to stand in your own power. And not in somebody else's, and not in somebody else's shadow. So if you are willing to accept this change, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths.
Cool. A lot better. Happier.
Good. Yeah, now I'm hearing you don't need anybody to run your life. You can run your own life.
Right.
All right. Let's look at you now and see what they're showing me. They showed me an image of a beautiful flower that came up and grew and bloomed in this beautiful blossom. So that's what you are. You're this beautiful blossom.
Huh. Cool.
So feeling better now?
A lot better.
Good. Wonderful.
A lot better.
All right.
Cool.
That's what they're showing me for today. So well, you can go out there and have fun.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling, Rosemary.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 402. Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Okay, say your name again.
Dawn. Dawn.
That's what I thought you said. I just needed to hear it again to be absolutely sure. Hi, Dawn. What can I do for you today?
I just wonder if you have any messages from Spirit for me.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is to tell you that it's okay. Is there something you've been worrying about?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Okay, so now they're showing me this image of a stove and there's a pot on a back burner and it's turned down low. So they're saying that whatever this is, it's something that you kind of keep on the back burner. You don't actually turn it off. You don't let it finish doing what it needs to do. It's like you just keep it on a simmer. What is it that you keep on a simmer?
Oh, maybe just life in general. Just keep calm and go forward.
This isn't a keep calm kind of thing. This is a issue that you haven't let go of for whatever reason. So is there something in particular that you keep hanging on to, even though you know that it really doesn't serve you, but you aren't ready to just turn off that stove?
Well, I mean, my life has always been that way, but you just kind of, you know, I'm looked to God, you know what I'm saying? Let
yes,
God work it out.
I do know what
you
mean.
Yeah, just let God work it out.
We're supposed to work it out right now. God's working with us, so what is it about life that you find disagreeable?
I'm pretty at peace with my life right now, to tell you the truth. I mean, there's always things, you know, you have to deal with people and deal with stuff. That's just always, isn't it?
So is there a particular person that you're having to deal with now that isn't sitting well with you?
I don't know. I'm pretty at peace with everybody in my life right now. I mean, you have to deal with personalities at work. You have to deal with personalities in life. I don't really have anything against anybody right now. I mean, I'm pretty balanced, I'd say, with my life. But, you know, there's always attacks, especially if you're in God and you're standing in God. So, I don't know. I've made peace with everybody that I know of.
All right.
I'm missing somebody somehow. As far as I know, I have
peace you with are everyone. Missing. You are missing someone, and the someone that you're missing is actually you. Because it's you that you haven't made peace with. I'm not sure exactly what it is. They're not telling me all of the, you know, the details. They don't reveal other people's lives to me because it's really not my business. But there's some stuff with you that you really need to clear out. And it could be just old beliefs that you've been carrying around for years that it's time to let them go. So are you willing to do a little work now and let go of whatever it is that they're wanting you to let go of?
Yes, absolutely. Always. Always.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Go for it. Yeah, always. every day, every second of every day. Yeah. Cooperate with God. Absolutely.
Let's see what it is that they want to clear out. So I will ask you a question. The question will go on, and who knows where it'll end up. But at the end, I'll say if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and that's when you know it's ended. All right, here we go. Would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the beliefs that block your joy? Those beliefs that you have that say life is supposed to be hard, or life is always going to be hard. You are always going to suffer. You are always going to struggle. But don't worry. Everything's going to work out fine. You just have to go through all of this crappy, 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 crappy stuff to get to the fine stuff. So this is going to release all of those beliefs that say you actually have to experience crappiness. And they are now being expanded out bigger than the universe. Because you don't need them. They're not true. And apparently you've been given this stuff by a lot of different people in your life. It looks like it went down through your family, all that suffering and struggling. And you are being filled with the beautiful, beautiful, joyous light of love. And that joy that it is possible to live in every single moment and to just have that joy get better and better and better and better.
Oh, yeah.
So that you are completely detached from crappiness. All of that is gone. And if you are willing to accept this beautiful shift in your life, say yes.
Yes. yes, yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Strength.
Woo. Okay.
Strength.
Now let me look at you and see what I see. Oh. Well, yeah, you're a much better person now. Much, much brighter. All right. So that stove is gone, and you're not simmering that stuff anymore, and that's really great. So how do you feel?
I just keep hearing my mom say, "Why are you boiling? Why are you boiling?" It's a perspective thing, isn't it? It's just a perspective.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Everything is based on the perspective. Yeah.
Let it spill over. Let it spill over and get up on all other people, including you. I want that joy on you, too. I want some refreshing on you. Can I do that? I want refreshing
Why, thank
on you.
You.
I want.
I appreciate that.
Beam refreshing on you because I see it. I see the, you need that wind. You need wind in your sails. Just give her
yes.
refreshing. It makes me want to
well,
cry.
Thank you.
I see you. Yeah, I understand. I know. I see you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
big,
that.
Big hugs to
I
you.
I keep thinking
big
about
hug.
All I need to do today, and it's a little too much, and I'm just thinking, okay,
I
I'm going to deal with
it. I heard it in you. Yeah, you,
yeah.
It's, you know how your faith and your patience run together. They're like brothers.
Yeah.
You understand? Let that wind just refresh you. Just the wind to refresh you. Just wind, 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 refreshing. Refreshing on her. It's
wonderful.
Like you're my sister and I'm crying. I literally have tears in my eyes, but I'm crying in my spirit for you. Because you give so much.
Oh.
But just you just need to know. Just loved. You're so loved. You're
Thank
so
you.
Blessed.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly feel better now. All
you're
right, so your guidance.
You laugh a lot, too, and I just see God wants you to laugh a lot more. I just see you sitting back, and it's almost like you're hugging yourself and you're rocking. You're crying, but you're laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. You're sitting and you're rocking back and forth, and you're hugging your belly in your chest, and you're laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing.
Oh, that's what I do when we do the laughter yoga Friday. So.
Oh,
but we didn't
okay.
do it this month. So maybe that's it.
That.
Maybe I'm missing my laughter yoga. I may have to do that after this call. Okay, no, they're saying we need to do it right now. Okay, Dawn, you and I are going to do laughter yoga right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to take in a couple of nice deep breaths, and we're going to let those breaths go, and we're going to actually go, oh, when we let them go. So take a nice deep breath in and let it go. And another nice deep breath in. And let it go. Ah, and so now we're going to laugh for 30 seconds, and we're going to use ho, H-O. So we're just going to say ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas now. We're not going to say Merry Christmas. But we're just going to do the ho, ho, ho. 30 seconds and just let all of that laughter out. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Oh, okay. So we're going to do a couple of more of those nice deep breaths. Breathe in. And one more time. Oh, that does feel better.
Much better.
Thank you, Don.
Just all the negativity, all the being laughed at, all the things that we carry and we worry about, and all the things just that people carry in general, just laugh at it. If you laugh at it, it just becomes so small, and then all of a sudden you get lifted up above it and you see, hey, this wasn't what we needed at all. This is what we needed. Just this laughter, to laugh at it, laugh at the negativity. Laugh at everything that's expected of you in life that you expect from yourself. And
yeah.
And rise above that and laugh at it. Laugh at it. And just know that you're loved.
Yeah.
We live in love.
Laughter really is healing. Yeah. Okay, I have a message for you, and I'll just let this flow through me, and they'll just say what they want to say. Okay, here we go. Beloved, you know so much, and you give so much to so many, and we want you to spend at least a few moments every day giving just to you, because
yeah.
You deserve that beautiful life that you want to create in everybody else, and you see their issues, and you help them in whatever way that you can, but we don't want you to ever forget about you. You deserve the love. You deserve the joy, the laughter, all of the things that you want to share with others. You deserve it too. Don't put yourself last. Let yourself be important in your life. You are here to do so much, to change so many. And in order for that to happen in the fastest and easiest way, you need to allow yourself to receive those changes as well, to receive that love as well, to know that you are one with the Creator, and that there's never a single moment in your existence when you are not loved, when you are not cherished, and you are not deserving of the absolute best. So don't forget about you. Let that be your new way of being, to always look at yourself and see how you are doing. Don't take on anybody else's negativity. You already know this. But sometimes you find yourself doing it. You find yourself thinking, okay, if I take it on, then it'll be less on them. But that doesn't actually work. It just means that now there are two people with the negativity instead of one. Don't ever take on anyone else's negativity. Instead, send them love. Send them joy. Share what's going to make their lives better instead of taking on what's going to make your life worse. Make sure that you are always doing what is taking you deeper and deeper into love. That's who you are. Allow it to be. We love you.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, you've got your assignment.
That was a right, yeah, this morning, there was some conversation about that this morning in my spirit. So there was particular things, and, you know, I did make the mistake of that. It just, that was an actual conversation about the negativity to the negativity. That was perfect. That word you gave was directly from the throne of God. So that was perfect. I appreciate
you.
Well, good.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. You know, we're both feeling great, and we can go make a difference in the world.
Yeah, that's the best thing right there, right there.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for
divine
guidance.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Don.
Appreciate it.
Well, I am so glad to work with the people that I work with, and people like you, you know, you just make my day.
Yeah. Mine too. Appreciate you, sis. Love you.
Love you too. Okay, I'm going to mute you so you can keep listening if you want to. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 11111111. I don't even know how many ones I said. Anyway, hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Akanksha.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I haven't talked to you in a while. It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
So what's going on in your life now?
I just called up to check with you if you pick up something, though I was thinking of taking a spontaneous trip to London this December, but I'm still thinking.
Okay, let me see what they're showing me about that. Okay, they're showing me that if you did take that spontaneous trip to London, you'd actually have a good time. So, go have a good time. Let's see if they're showing me anything about any of that other stuff that we don't want to go into because we've let it go and we're allowing it to flow however it needs to flow. Okay, so I'm seeing this image of you actually just resting on a cloud. I have no idea what that means, except that you're not supposed to be worrying about anything. Ah, that is what it means. You're not supposed to be worrying about anything. You're just supposed to know that everything is happening as it needs to happen. So take that spontaneous trip and go to London and hang out for Christmas or however long you feel guided to be there and just enjoy yourself. They just want you to enjoy yourself. They say it's important that you enjoy yourself. So apparently you're not supposed to worry. You're just supposed to enjoy yourself. And I know sometimes when they tell us that, it's like impossible because we can think of 1,001 reasons why we need to do this, that, or the other and not enjoy ourselves. And they just keep saying that you are supposed to be enjoying yourself.
Oh, but the trip I wanted to take was to more for work. I wanted to finish some work there, but yes.
If it's work that you enjoy, you would still be enjoying yourself.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
You can work and enjoy, so that is okay. As long as it's something that you actually enjoy.
Yes.
You're saying don't put yourself last. Just like they were saying with Dawn, you know, don't make other people more important in your life than you are. Let you be the most important person in your life. And that's why they want you to enjoy yourself and to let go of the worry and to do what feels right for you. Because you automatically know what's right for you. You can feel it, but we often ignore what we're feeling.
That's right.
So that's what they're saying about it all. They're saying you are on the right path. Everything is going to happen. It's just not happening the way you expect or in the times that you expect. And that's fine. You know, that's actually the way God works. God doesn't do what we expect. And we keep getting reminders that God doesn't do what we expect. So let go of the expectations you have around how it should all work out and just do the steps as they are presented to you. And the trip to London is one of those steps. So go to London, do the things that you enjoy, and that includes working if it's something that you enjoy, but make sure you put yourself first. And they put that in big capital letters. So put yourself first.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
So that feels right to you?
That feels right for me.
Good. Wonderful.
You have been right always, so I will take your word for it.
Well, it's not actually my word. It's the word from your guidance. I personally haven't the slightest idea what you should do, but that's okay because you're not actually talking to me. You're talking to them.
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, enjoy your trip. And I don't know. I just keep seeing these holiday scenes. I don't even know what London looks like during the holidays. when I keep seeing holiday stuff, and I'm assuming this is London. So, yeah, go. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome. And let me know how the trip goes.
Okay, I will do that. Is there something, if you don't have a caller, can I ask you something else?
Okay, go ahead.
Do you pick up anything around a soldier boy?
Well, when you ask, I started hearing a song. Wasn't there a song called Soldier Boy?
No, this boy is a soldier.
I know, but there was a song like in the 40s, I think. Soldier Boy, you're my little soldier boy. That song is now going through my head. Okay, so let me find out what is that song is supposed to mean. Okay, I'm hearing the word love. So are you in love with a soldier boy?
No, the soldier boy is in love with me.
And you don't feel the same way about him?
No, I want to go to London, that's why.
Well, you can love him and still be in London. And it could all just work out to where he ends up in London, too.
Do you think that can happen?
Okay, let me check. Okay, so the first thing that I'm hearing is they're saying again to put yourself first. So they don't want you to put your life on hold for him. That is not what they're telling you. They want you to, if you can expand your life and include him and still respect yourself, don't ever disrespect yourself, then that you can change the picture and let all of it in if that's something that you want to do. They're not saying that you have to be with him, that he's the only one who's ever going to love you or anything like that, because that's not true. But if you want to change your vision and see if he is willing to come into that vision where you want to be, because London is where you're supposed to be, then that would work. I don't see that London would be detrimental to him in any way, shape, or form. They're saying that he could fit in there and it would all be fine. So you can let him know that that's an option, but don't tell him that you're going to not do what you want to do in order to be with him, which is kind of what he would like for you to do. But that's not the right thing for you. And that's not the right thing for him either, if you want to know the truth.
Okay. Well, he did offer to move with me, and I thought that was just too weird. So
Well, you can take the time to develop the relationship. They're not showing that you should be doing anything right away. That, as far as him, you know, in a relationship or anything like that, they're not showing, you know, you should be marrying him this year or anything like that. They're saying to give it time, and if he's willing to work with you and accept that you also have dreams in your life and that your dreams are important to you, and that if he wants to work so that you guys can develop a new dream together, then that's fine, but that nobody has to sacrifice themselves for the dream, because that forms a union where there's resentment, and they don't want you to be in a union where there is resentment. Resentment of him, resentment of yourself, resentment of anything. So make sure that you respect yourself. That's extremely important for you.
Okay.
And you might want to dig out that song and listen to it.
Yes, I will.
I'm not sure if there's a message in the song for you or not, but it's a cute song. I think it was the Andrews Sisters or somebody. I don't know. So does that help?
Yes, yes, that definitely helps. It brings more clarity to me.
Good, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, well now, go to London and, you know, sing the song for your soldier boy.
I will do that.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay. Now we have a couple of questions in the chat room. And let's see. So, Love, you had a question. If you are taking chat questions, I wanted to know if I would be hearing from X. I feel he owes me an apology. I'm interested in a new relationship with a new man. I was just wondering if I would ever get the apology I feel I deserve. Ooh. The first thing that I'm getting is you really need to let go of that whole idea that you have to have that apology. It's like you are... In a way, you are giving him the power to control your life by saying that you have to have that apology. That means that he's in control and he can do whatever he wants and there's nothing that you can do because you're waiting for that apology. They want you to let go of the energy around that apology. So let's just clear that and get it out of the way. And this will work for anybody who's waiting for someone to apologize for something that they've done. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the belief that you have to have an apology in order to have closure, that somebody else has to do or say anything in order for you to feel that you can let go of what no longer is? This is releasing any excuse that you are hanging on to for not moving forward with your life. And it is taking all of those excuses, whether it's an apology or a last meeting or a final word or whatever it is, and expanding it and making it bigger than 10 universes so that it is no longer weighing on you. Because your life, your happiness does not ever depend on anybody else's words, actions, or deeds. You are the one who creates your experience. You are the one who makes the decision about how you feel or how you don't feel. So this divine infinity healing energy is giving you back your power. It is bringing your power back into you so that you can move forward in your life in whatever way you are choosing. And nobody else has any control over you. And if you are willing to accept all of this change, including letting go of the whole idea that you have to have that apology, it's that whole belief that somebody has to do something. That's actually you trying to control them. And you don't want that either, because you don't want them to control you and you don't want to be the one controlling them. And so it's just detaching and releasing all of those strings, ropes, ties, chains. There's a whole variety of stuff there that we get wrapped up in that keeps us from living our own lives as our own selves. So if you are ready to accept this clearing, say yes. And your soul is screaming yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And so they were showing me this image of all of this stuff just falling away. Whew. All right. Your energy feels much better now. And is there anything that she needs to clear out concerning this new relationship? Okay, so would you like a divine infinity healing for accepting that it is okay for you to be powerful, for you to know who you are, to stand in your power, to do what you feel is right from your own heart, to make your decisions based on what is for your highest good, to always put yourself first in your life, and to not give your power away to anybody for any reason, to instead be you? Oh, that feels like a huge thing. And if you are ready to accept that it is okay for you to be you and to love you and to accept you, then say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes to that one too. So take three nice deep breaths. Okay. Oh, that feels so much better. All right, love. Got my head spinning. If anything else is coming up, let me know. It feels like you are complete about that whole the apology thing and being comfortable with being you. All right, so we had a question from Dove, and then we're going to go to the next caller. Hi, Barbara, I did something that was out of character for me. I walked away from a friendship that was not in my best interest. Everyone was telling me that he was the one, but I never felt it, and I am in my gut. I know I made the right choice. Why do I feel guilt about this? You feel guilt about this because you are still listening to what other people are saying and making what they say actually important. Oh, so you're kind of in that whole same thing with love. So I hope you did the yeses along with her stuff. Let's see if there's anything else we need to clear about all of this. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing guilt? Releasing the belief that you are supposed to feel guilty. Releasing the belief that guilt is natural, because it's not. That's a man-made perception, emotion. It's not something that God ever said that you had to feel. It's not something that God ever put on you, no matter what you might have heard or read or hearing the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve, and suddenly they felt guilt and shame and blah, blah, blah. And that was not from God. That was from people. That was from people, people's thoughts, people's perceptions, and it's not required. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you and finding all of those connections to guilt. Oh, back all the way through your ancestors and your family. There was a lot of guilt back up in there, and all of that is being cleared out, and it's being expanded, and it's being made bigger, 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 and bigger, bigger than the universe, bigger than 10 universes, stretching all the way out to infinity so that it is no longer weighing you down. And instead, you are being filled with, because you made the right choice. You listened to your heart. You made the decision about what is right in your life. You stand in your power. And there is nothing more beautiful than that. And so you are just being filled with this beautiful love energy for accepting and loving yourself. And if you are ready to accept this change, say yes. And your soul definitely loves the whole idea. And just take three nice deep breaths. Oh, what? That feels so much better. It's like now you have the freedom to just be you. Wonderful. Okay. All right, Dev. They say that you are ready now, and they're showing that there's somebody else that's right there. So you're going to be meeting someone who will actually be a fit for you, and you'll feel the difference there. They're just showing your heart is just expanding and sending out all of this loving energy. This person is going to be coming into your life really soon, and you're going to feel that. So there's no need to feel guilt. You did what was right for you, and that's what you're supposed to do. So congratulate yourself. Pat yourself on the back. And they do mean that literally. They're saying reach over your shoulder and pat yourself on the back, because what you did was what was right for you. You respected your own life. And that is wonderful. That is absolutely fabulous. And they are just applauding you. They just say that that is just absolutely incredible. So you can tell how much you've changed, how far you've gone, because you did make the decision about what was best for you. So keep up the good work. Okay, let's see if you wrote anything else. Yeah. Well, you're so beautiful, so you deserve beauty in your life. Okay. And your guides are saying how much they love you. So you are loved. All right. We're going to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. It's Jessica again.
Hi, Jessica.
I always feel bad on how often I call you, but it's so helpful. It just calms me down.
I'll just go ahead then.
Okay, thank you. So I told you about the lump that I found on the front of my neck. This was several weeks ago. And then on Friday, I got back my test results from the ultrasound. And they were saying that it was thyroid. And since that discovery, I've been dealing with a tremendous amount of anxiety and fear. And I'm even feeling it. Like I was feeling it a little bit before I called you. I woke up, I was having a nice morning. I was feeling more grounded again as far as what I was going to do. And now I'm feeling it again because, you know, if you read stories online about what happens with thyroid or it just puts me into sort of a tailspin. So what happens or what could happen or so if you could help with that.
Why are you reading stories online?
Because, you know, I know that thought crossed my mind, like, stop it already. I'm trying,
yeah.
I guess it's maybe, it's the way that I am is like, I get really into research of like what vitamins might be off or minerals might be off in my body. Because the doctor had recommended that I do a fine needle aspiration of a couple of the nodules that are like a little bit bigger, and they do that to make sure that it's not cancer. And I'm still praying about that to see if that's the right direction I want to go, because I'm going to treat it anyway. I mean, I also have to find a new naturopath because she's not really trained with thyroid stuff. And I also said goodbye to my parents again, because they were like put too much fear into me. And I was like, I just can't, I'm dealing with my health now. And like, I just can't have you guys with the fear or telling me what to do or telling me I'm wrong for going the natural route or, and they usually just put people on medication right away, or they say to remove the thyroid or whatever. And so I don't know. So why am I reading it? I'm reading it because I'm deciding what my next steps are. I want to start doing, like, I've gotten some guidance with that, but I'm sort of still questioning whether I want to do that fine needle aspiration or not.
Okay. So what I'm getting is that this is about trust. It's been about trust from the moment it started. It's been about trusting in your own ability to live your life, to create the life that you love, to have things work out the way that's for your highest good. You really need examples of why it's time to trust, and that's why you've got this, and you haven't let it go from the moment that it first showed up. You've been working on letting it go, but you never actually did completely let it go. There's a part of you that kept saying, don't let it go. You don't know what you're talking about. If you look at this on the internet or this on the internet or this on the internet, or what about this person who experienced this? You need to go to a doctor. You need to find out what this is. You need to go through traditional medicine. Even though there's a part of you that says that that is not what you need, that is not for your highest good, that does not actually work, and you could actually go on the internet and find lots and lots of cases of people who went with with traditional medicine, and it turned out horrible and blah, blah, blah. So you can find support for whatever it is that you want to create. And there's a part of you that really, 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 really does not want you to trust yourself, does not want you to trust that you are being given the answers that you are looking for from God, from the source, but you are good enough to actually deserve to be loved. You do not believe that you are that good. You don't think that God loves you that much. You don't think that God would actually be there for you. You don't actually believe in yourself. And while I'm saying all of this, they are working on you and they are clearing stuff out of you. So just go ahead and cry, because that's what you need to do in order to let it go. Because it's time for you to recognize yourself, to recognize your power, to recognize your truth, to stand in who you really are. You are a wonderful, incredible, beautiful, magical, marvelous being who was created by the Creator, and the Creator is still within you, and the Creator has never left you, and the Creator wants you to trust that you are loved. Trust that love. Always trust that love. That love is there. It is in you. It is you. Trust the love. That's who you are. Trust. Take a couple of nice deep breaths.
Drinking some water.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
That was kind of intense.
My vibrating now. Oh, God. You know what? It's so true what you're saying. And I know that. I so know that. And it's like, there's this thing, again, it's like the health thing that, and again, where it's placed, and I've worried about my throat for years. I mean, it's been over a decade that I've had throat issues. And, there's this little part of me that I think is a smart part that says, yeah, you can listen to your intuition, and I'm going to take the blood tests. I know I definitely want to get them checked again and check these other things. That's fine. I'll do that. One part of me thinks that the fine needle aspiration would be good. Maybe it would help it go down. That's sort of what was coming up in my meditations a lot. Like, I was psychically trying to do like some psychic surgery, and I kept seeing myself put a needle in it and pull out the material. The other part of me doesn't want to go through the fine needle aspiration because I have sensitivity towards metals, which again points to the needing to detox heavy metals. I've been wanting to do it for years and I get swellings. So that's going to send me in a whole, in a bad place again. But that little quote, smart part of me, the logical part, I mean, I don't think we're supposed to disconnect our left brain, but it says you, quote, should go through whatever these tests just to make sure it's not this or that. I mean, it was incredible. Like, the shock that went through me when I found out that it was thyroid, I mean, it was like, it was an awakening. Like, I was just listening to something on the radio that was talking about how people are having these like shock awakenings. And I remember thinking, I haven't had that. What's this guy talking about? I feel fine. And then it happened. I just, I don't want to say I don't know.
Okay.
Because I do know. I know it's about trusting myself for the next step.
Yeah. And that logical part of your brain is that part of you that doesn't trust. It thinks that you have to prove by going through all of this medical stuff, even the stuff that you don't want to go through. I mean, if you have this reaction to metals, and of course the needle's going to be metal, I don't even know if they make ceramic needles, but
no.
That would be introducing something to your body that your body does not react well to. So you would actually need to suffer. And that, again, is part of that not trusting. You actually believe that you're supposed to suffer, that it's supposed to be difficult, that you're supposed to struggle. And there is a really strong part of you that actually believes that. Spend more time in meditation. Ask to be shown what is for your highest good. And when your logical brain comes up and says this and this and this is what you should do, thank it for presenting whatever it's presented, and then open the window and throw out what it gave you, because you don't need that. You are opening up to your intuition, to your heart, to the truth of who you are. And that means that you trust. And when you trust, you don't listen to that logical part of your brain that says you should do what everybody else on the earth has ever done in this situation, because that's not the truth. That's your fear. So let that go. And spend time asking from your heart.
You know, I think that people who follow this is, I know this is a biased thought, but I think that people who follow their intuition, okay, so I guess we're not saying like that the needle thing is out, although I feel like just forget it. But kind of like that fear of like what happens down the line, and you have cancel clear, like if there's serious thyroid issues, cancel clear. I don't even know how to have this conversation, but the thing, like, then you're looked at as like you were stupid, you followed your intuition. I mean, that's all my parents taught, you know, but you hear it in society too. You were stupid. That was the person, you know, Steve Jobs did in natural remedies. I mean, I don't know if he went for tests and this and that, but it seems like, oh, you're foolish if you don't go for these tests. And I wasn't going to go for the ultrasound. I mean, I was still thinking it over. And I was still deciding it when I went to go eat with my parents. I didn't see them since I moved to my new place. And they were pushing me towards the ultrasound. And I said, I'm still thinking about if I want to go get it done or not. And I was mad at them for trying to make that decision for me, because that's their pattern. And that's also why I had to just say goodbye already. Like, the whole pattern stops because I stop it. Like, I just can't have them making comments, and especially not now. And and then I ended up deciding, yes, I'll go for the ultrasound. But it's a whole thing of like, see, we told you so. See, you should have went. You thought it was this. And just to clear, like, it's that whole, like, your intuition is wrong. And, like, what you want to do is wrong. And, like, yeah, what if you're wrong? Like, it's all of that. Like, it's old. I mean, I love how you, like, I mean, I don't know how you are, like, when you're not in this zone. But, like, I love how you and I see other spiritual teachers and healers are like so firm and like this is the guidance. And I know I'm like that when I'm working with other people too, but I know like in order for me to truly walk my walk, like I need to be able to stand in my power and be like, I healed this and I did it my way. And then my mind goes, well, that doesn't mean you don't. But then it says, like, well, that doesn't mean that you don't work with doctors and this and that. And
no, I have absolutely no problem with you working with doctors. Just don't give them your power. You can take in as many opinions as you want to, not that you actually need to, because you already know the truth. But if you want to get 1,001 opinions and 1,001 tests and spend years dealing with this, then go ahead if that's what you need. But you already know that the answer is trust. You are learning to trust. You are learning to trust that the power that created everything that ever existed is there for you.
Yeah, but what if it takes me down? I mean, you could trust when it comes to your career or when it comes to your, I don't know, anything else. Like, it's like, okay, well, now you try to trust with health when people look at it as life or death. And that's what's going on in my mind.
And that's all tied into that whole belief that there is such a thing as death, that this physical body that you're in is so vitally important that you must do anything and everything to keep it alive. When you let go of that belief, then you actually are taking back even more of your power. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, stand in front of cars on the highway or anything like that, but it's a matter of recognizing that you are more, that you are not just the body that you happen to be living in this lifetime, that that is not all that you are, and you are not just the thoughts that you have. That is not all that you are. You are so much more. You are connected with the power that created everything. That is who you are. Don't limit yourself to being this little bit of insignificant clay and water that's been put together to make this body. That is not you. You are more than that. And there is no such thing as death. You are an eternal spiritual being. Whether you're in that body or not, you do not die. It is impossible. When you make death so important, so big, so vital, then you stop recognizing you. And that's why you can't trust.
Can I throw in a butt here?
Anytime you throw in a butt, you realize it's fear that's coming up. That's I find that with everybody I work with, any butts they have are coming from fear. And I know this is a lot for you to take in, but that's okay. You're taking in as much as you need to so that you can take the next step. I mean, they're telling you that this is all going to work out fine, but, you know, it's up to you whether or not you actually believe that.
Well, I feel like it is. I mean, again, the extreme stuff, even if they happen to remove my thyroid, which this is like such a fucking ridiculous conversation, but okay, at least it's like, whatever, just say it rather than it's in my head anyway. Like, I'll still be fine. Like, you're fine. I mean, it's just, there was, it's just a ridiculous conversation. The whole thing is just a ridiculous conversation. And I have it on my calendar to meditate 3 times a day. Meanwhile, I didn't do it for lunch yet or morning.
Right. So, do it now.
I will. I will.
Okay. Because your guidance is, they're there. They're ready to talk to you. There's so much that you're not aware of or that you are not hearing or seeing or whatever. Anyway, they have a whole bunch of stuff to share with you, so go meditate right now.
Thank you. You know, one last question related to this. When I'm swallowing, am I feeling the lump or is it just mucus that it's like I'm just sensitive or something to it?
You are building up this whole little story about this lump and how it's affecting you and blah, blah, blah. And your body is doing everything that it can to support your story.
Ugh.
Right. You're creating this. So stop creating it and you won't experience it.
Easier said than done. But okay, I take the challenge.
I knew you.
Hi.
You're that kind of woman.
Yes. Hey, onwards and upwards with the fun. Thank you.
Yeah. You are welcome. Enjoy your meditation.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bless you, Barbara.
Bye bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Jessica. Same to you.
Bye bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to the caller from area code 512. Hi, who's...
Hello. My name is Isabel.
Isabel?
Yes.
Hi, Isabel. What can I do for you today?
I have two questions. One is about a relationship, and the other one is, especially on the second question, is I have a judgment against me, and I'd like to just get a yes or no question if it's going to go in my favor or not. But the first one, I want to talk about my relationship.
Okay.
Because we took a break for a little bit. But we're supposed to be talking really soon, and I want to know how that's going to go.
Why did you take the break?
We took a break because my partner was not in, you know, in a good financial situation, so he was waiting for a settlement. And meanwhile, I was, you know, supporting us for the meanwhile. But after a while, it's kind of started taking a toll on me because I guess his payment was delayed and things. And I started to stress out, and we started having issues over that. And he says, you know what, the thing is that, you know, this stress is really creating a lot of problems between us. What we need to do is take a break. And once I get the settlement and we get this all cleared away, maybe we can talk about what will happen between us. And that's why we took a break.
And does your partner have a pattern of having issues with money?
It's hard to answer that. Our relationship is rather new, so it's hard to answer that.
Okay. Well, when I asked that question, your guidance said the answer was yes. So you may want to ask that question of him.
Okay.
To find out if this is a pattern that's been going on throughout his life. Because if it is, it's not going to change. And if you get more and more into a relationship with him, then you will probably begin to live his pattern as well.
Okay, because he is having a pretty significant amount of money coming to him. And so, I mean, it's a pretty good amount.
But it really doesn't matter how much money comes into his life if he has a pattern of always letting it go.
Okay.
There are people who, you know, they do at times get huge amounts of money. They might win the lottery or whatever and end up with millions and millions of dollars, but they don't keep it. Money just flows out of their lives because that is their belief, that they do not keep money. And so they are always not having enough money.
Okay, so he, in a way, he owes me money pretty much, and I guess that's something that I answered, you know, until we settle that debt. And I guess that's my question, you know, are we going to settle that debt?
If you insist on getting your money back, then it feels like that you will.
Okay.
I that might be part of the reason why they had me ask you whether or not he has a pattern of having difficulties with money. Because I don't feel that you have that kind of pattern, but I feel that he does.
Okay.
Which
okay.
means that your relationship would not be in alignment. It would not be in balance. You guys
okay.
would have issues, especially concerning money, the whole time you were in a relationship. And if you don't want that, then don't have a relationship with him.
Okay. Okay.
Now, as far as the settlement, what I hear is that things in your life usually go in your favor. That's just the way you are. You win. You're one of those people that does that.
Okay.
So why are you questioning that you're going to lose this time? Why is there even any belief that you would?
Well, no, I mean the judgment, because I recently picked up a judgment against me, and it's a very severe thing, because I've never been in trouble. I've never been in trouble, and I did get myself into some trouble, and I want to take full responsibility for it. But to me, the situation is that, how is that judgment going to go in my favor, or you know?
They're showing me that it's going to work in a way that's for your highest good. Now, I'm not sure if you've learned whatever you needed to learn from this whole situation being created. You might want to make sure that you have learned whatever it is you needed to learn, because that's part of your highest good, for you to actually learn the lessons.
Okay.
That's one of the things about the relationship that they're showing me, is that it's part of you learning your value and realizing that you're not supposed to put yourself down for somebody else, not even if it involves love. I don't know if you were, you know, doing that. Well, in some ways you were, because you were taking on everything, supporting him and letting him and what he needed be more important than what you would have chosen if it had been anybody else who had asked you to do what he did. You would not have had the same reaction.
Okay. So I don't feel I was guilty. That's what I'm trying to find out on this second judgment, what I was talking about, my judgment. I don't feel I was guilty. And I guess that's my question, that, you know, am I going to be found guilty or not guilty? I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. I don't feel I was guilty.
Okay, let's see if they'll tell me anything about that. Sometimes they won't tell me things, but let's see. All right, will she be found guilty? And they say, well, was she guilty? And you said, no, you weren't. So, no, she wasn't guilty. And they're saying, well, what is it that you've learned as a result of this whole judgment experience? Because it's not just about the ending, it's about the whole experience. You were supposed to gain lessons from this whole experience. What did you learn as a result of this experience?
What I learned is that, you know, I can't let my emotions take over my judgment. And that's really what happened, is that my emotions, my stress level and everything made me do things that I normally don't do, or I am more responsible than the situation. But I still feel I was not guilty. And, you know, so, but still, yes, I was acting a little erratical and things like that, because I was going through this breakup and it was really weighing on me. And, you know, I'm not in the financial situation that I was when I started this relationship, and it's just taking a strong toll on me. But I still feel that I was not guilty on that other issue. And that's, I guess that's what I'm trying to find out. I mean, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Okay, they want us to do a little bit of clearing, because there's still a little bit of you that actually believes that you, since you did do some things that you would not normally do, that there's a part of you that believes that you actually deserve to be punished for it. We need to get that out of the way, because you don't want that in there. That would just bring the punishment from the judgment. So are you willing now to let go of some of that yucky stuff about punishment that's stuck to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and the question's going to go on, and sometimes they go on a long time. And at the end of the question, I will say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. That's how you'll know it's ended. Until I say that, you just listen and accept. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing guilt, completely and totally releasing guilt, because you haven't done anything to feel guilty about. You haven't done anything for anybody to, you know, bang the gavel and say she's guilty. So this is clearing out all of that stuff around guilt that you've been hanging on to, because you realize that you did things that were out of character. And no matter what you did them for, there's a part of you that says, okay, you did do them, you are guilty. you do deserve to be punished. All of that is just being removed from you and expanded out into the universe so that you no longer have any guilt over this situation. You recognize that you did some things that were not normal for you, but you did them because of the situation. And in every moment, you were always doing what you believed was the right thing to do. So there is no reason why you should feel guilty, even if what you did was different from what you would normally do. You were still doing what you believed to be the right thing in that situation from your perspective. So there is no negativity attached to any of that. And so any negativity is now being removed from you and blown up bigger than the universe and released because you don't need that. There's no need for you to be punished because punished means that you were guilty, you did something wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You always did what you believed was the best thing in every moment. That is what you always do. And there is no need for you to hang on to anything that would say otherwise. And so all of that is being expanded bigger than the universe and released from you as well. And you are being filled with the knowing that you are a good person. And that you make good decisions. And that it's okay to make mistakes. Because that's simply how we learn. And that there is never, ever any need for you to believe that you need to suffer or struggle or be punished or be made to feel like you are less because of a mistake that you made. And so you are being filled with the pure light of love. Love that is there for you. Love that is there for you to love yourself. Love that is there for your life. And to recognize that you deserve love. You deserve what is for your highest good. And it is your highest good to be love. And if you are willing to accept this shift, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. So they're saying that, you know, that was it. You've tipped the scales is what they're showing me. So that it's going to come out in your favor.
Okay.
So I don't see any problem with that. And then you just need to do to find out whether or not he is one of those people that usually has difficulties with receiving money. And if he is, whether or not that's what you want to live your life like.
Okay, I've been considering all that little break that we're taking, and I'm really, really seriously thinking about all that because I'm looking at myself 4 or 5 years down the road, what is my life going to look like? So, no, I'm really, really considering this very seriously.
Wonderful. And I know you'll
thank
make the best decision. You are welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for your help. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and we're going to our last caller from area code 570. Hi.
Hello, Barbara. It's DC.
As soon as I said 570, I was thinking, that's DC.
Yes, how are you? It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this morning. At the beginning of the show that, you know, I had one of those weekends where, you know, I was having 16-hour days of doing stuff for this Toastmaster and the conference and all of that. And I last night I looked at my alarm to make sure that it was set for the right time, and it was. And I, you know, made sure everything was lined up so that this morning it would wake me up and I would be here. And I even went to bed early, which I very seldom do. And when I woke
you must
up,
have
it was
needed
7:52. I did, but when I woke up, it was 7:52, and so I looked at that alarm, and it was set for p.m. instead of a.m. I don't change my alarm to p.m.
Well, maybe it was Betty. She decided that you needed a little bit more rest. And you know what? I'm probably to blame partially. Because I think I took you with me. We astral traveled last night. And I don't know if you read the post. I put it on your page as well. that we were actually with Jackie Gleason last night.
That's why I was so tired. Okay.
I don't know if you read it, but I was, you know, instead of Alice, I was married to Jackie Gleason, and you came in, you know, with Norton. You and Norton came in, so we, you know, we had a little bit of goings on. So when you get a chance, you'll have to read it. It was crazy. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Barbara, I'm exhausted. I bet you she's exhausted. So I think partially it's my fault. I had you, you know, traveling all night long.
Okay. Well, at least there's a good explanation because I was just
There is. I felt the energy. I pulled you right out of your sleep there. So I take partial credit for that, for you not waking up. My goodness. You know what? It's kind of cool to be on this side of the phone, and I want to know, you know, are there any messages for me today?
Okay. Well, then, let me just check in and see. All right. Yes, there is a message for you, so I will just let it flow. Here it goes. Beloved, you still do so much for so many, and you still don't put yourself first. We understand that you feel that you are here to do as much as you possibly can, and that you must do all of this work for all of these people. You are always doing that. You are always helping so many. But we want you to just put you first. Just do that. That's all we ask. It doesn't mean that you have to do less for anyone else. You'll actually be doing more. But we want you to put you first in every aspect of your life. We want you to put you first, even when it comes to that beautiful family of yours. We want you to put you first. We want you to know that there is no one who is more important in your life than you are, and there never will be. And there is not meant to be. We want you to put you first. And we know that there is part of you that says, well, if I could, I would. And we want to tell that part of you, you can. And we want you to do it. Put yourself first. Always put yourself first. Stop worrying about the world. Stop worrying about everybody else. Put yourself first. Don't let anything or anyone become more important in your life than you are. You know that when we say this, we are not talking about you being selfish. We are talking about you loving you. And there is nothing more important than that. So put yourself first. Always put yourself first. We love you. You do great work. You are changing the world. And we want you to allow yourself to accept the love that comes from that. So please put yourself first. Okay. That's what they wanted to tell you.
That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. Really, really beautiful.
You're welcome. Goodness.
And I'll try not to take you while you're sleeping. I need to. Oh, my goodness.
Well, enough. I need to go. That's fine. Apparently, I decided to go, so it's okay.
I hope you like Chinese, because that's... we even ate Chinese food, Barbara.
We're not having a morning with Jesus on Thursday.
No, we're not, in fact. My goodness.
No, because that's Thanksgiving.
That
was one of the things I had to make sure of.
Oh, yes.
So
and you have to make sure you put your...
long vacation. I am putting my
stuff
first. I really am.
You better. You've been doing quite a bit as well. Goodness.
I'm learning. I'm catching on to what they're teaching me. So.
Yes. Yep. you've got to do that as well. And I just, like I said, I apologize again. I had you out half of the night with me, so.
Oh, that's okay. I think that I've recovered, so. Now I will do the things that I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for the lovely reading as well. And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and everyone listening as well.
And the same to you.
Thank you, Barbara.
And thank you for calling. And I hope you had a lovely lunch.
I did. I did. I was out with family, in fact, so it was really, really nice.
Well, good. Well, wonderful. All right, then. Then I hope you and everyone else has a beautiful Thanksgiving, and that's the show for today. Yeah.
Full show.
Okay, everyone. Thanks so much, and sending all of you lots and lots of love. And DC, I promise I'll be there next Tuesday morning.
Okay, and I promise that I'm not going to rip you out of your sleep as well.
Okay.
I'll do it in between. Okay, bye-bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye, thanks. And thanks to all the listeners and all of the callers and all of the people who help make the world a better place by sharing who you are with others. You are appreciated, and I send you lots and lots of love. And don't forget, you can heal yourself with laughter as well. And thank you, Dawn, for reminding me of that. All right, I will be back on Friday with Elizabeth. I should check and make sure about Elizabeth, but I will be here on Friday. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.